Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine Podcast Radio. Join us on our journey into the past, the present, and the future as we explore the relationship between technology and humanity. Together, we are going to find out what it means to live in a society where everything is connected and the only constant is change. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Marco, duck left.
You gonna knock me out?
Or duck right. I don't know. Or quack, quack, something. Duck something.
I'll duck the bullets. But I don't think we got bullets here. We got like real fighting gloves here.
I've seen the fighting gloves.
I've seen it. It's mean.
It is. And the faces to match.
The nice
missing faces. We might have a screenshot of this.
Yes.
For those listening to the podcast, they can enjoy it as much as we did. So I'll stop shivering in my boots, quaking in my boots. We're going to get serious about Cyber Knockout, Marco.
Yes. Very excited. It's an event that is happening as RSA Conference 2021 virtual edition is happening. But it's very, very unique, very exciting event. It's not the first one of its kind, but it's the first one with this name. And to present this, we have two amazing guests, Jessica and Keenan, and yes, they're going to tell us everything about this.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. And Jessica, I'm going to pass the ball to you. Maybe give us a little history. What's the inspiration for this, history of it leading up to this event?
Yeah, so throughout the last past few years at RSA, Cat's Eye has presented in some way something about cyber games, something we're incredibly passionate about. And I got together with a good friend of mine, Keenan, here, and we were talking about what can we do at RSA this year that's different and stand out. And so it happened to be she has this brilliant game for security awareness training. And we said, you know what, we can have a knockout event and hold it through a bracket where people compete one against the other in quick, addictive fashion and figure out who the best is at cybersecurity knowledge. And lo and behold, we came out with Cyber Knockout at RSA 2021. So it's going to be a fabulous, fun time.
And for the people that are listening to the podcast, they are actually wearing boxing gloves. So we're not kidding here. Keenan, your side of the story, how did you decide to get involved with this? And what do you expect from this, from the participant and the people that are going to maybe get inspired to participate next time?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this whole thing that we've started at Shifted with security awareness and really trying to take on the persona of the human being and how human beings actually act and interact within cybersecurity is really fascinating. Because when you think about us trying to train individuals or companies or, you know, the human attack surface on anything that is like even a little bit technical, you start to lose people, right? You can't expect that PowerPoint presentations are going to work or get the retention that you're looking for. And we see that day after day with continued attacks, such as the ransomware that that just happened on the pipeline. And those things will continue to happen. I remember a couple of years ago when I first started this project as a project, you know, our biggest thing was phishing cannot be the only thing. We have to teach people about the complexities of cybersecurity, all the way up to and including, you know, botnets and the kill chain. And the smarter that we make the human beings, the better everybody's going to be. So I got an amazing team together. We're talking about folks that have worked at Sony Lego, folks that worked on making BB-8 seem more human and relatable. Just really world-class game designers and artists, and tied them in with some cybersecurity experts and some sociologists and some folks who really needed to kind of break down what a human being experiences. We decided that gamification was definitely the best way to go for this. I mean, if you just look at any game in the world, if you look at Angry Birds or anything like that, that they're addicting for a reason and they're interesting for a reason. So one of our big challenges was making sure that this was fun, because again, it's cybersecurity. I mean, you've really got to work to make it entertaining for people who don't care about it. And that's exactly what we did. We set up a test server, and as we were building out the product, I invited all my hacker friends to come in and QA us and test it and take each other down. And we kind of low-key created this amazing following of people who just love playing the game, which also let us kind of realize that people like watching the game too. They like watching other people get knocked out. They like watching the banter back and forth. And, you know, we'll have some speakers come in and talk. We'll have red teamers come in and talk about the specific threats and how they actually relate to real world incidents. But everything that we do with inside this game is totally about making sure that any human being, whether they're 6 years old or 90 years old or anywhere in between, can come in, play a game that's cool enough that they want to play it again, but walk away with more than a 1-inch deep understanding of more than 60 cybersecurity topics, which is saying a lot.
Yeah, so bot chains and kill nets and all this fun stuff. And I'm doing that on purpose, mixing those up. Jessica, how does this work? And what are some of the examples of what things the contestants will learn as they're knocking each other out?
Yeah, I think Keenan does a great job of explaining, you know, the specifics. Like, I had an opportunity to play back at Cyber Carnival. And let me tell you, we showcased this at Carnival. We had like 9 other games playing. This one by far was the most addictive. And the reason is because the games are quick. And the way people learn is that it's repetitive, right? I mean, you get played cards and you have to decide, it's kind of strategic. Are you going to play the card against your own server and do a defensive tactic, or take the turn to attack somebody else and hope they haven't applied that control yet? And because you're doing it so quickly and you get more cards, it's almost like playing war with cards, right? But you're playing cyber war with cards almost. All electronic, you start to remember things, right? And you're like, oh yeah, if I play this now and if I play this later, you know, and I can get a quick defeat, you know? So it's a lot of fun. I think it's that repetitiveness, Kenan, that really starts to drill in some of the things of what policies can protect against what attacks. What would you say is some of your favorite attacks?
Oh my gosh, there's too many. So we have this this great one, man in the middle, that basically ruins your opponent's life for every hand after you play it. We have this great cracked password play where it's a variable card and you can come in and you can get one of the person's PII, or public information, publicly identifiable information, or you can get two of their PII, which gives you access to install things on their network, or you can get three of their PII and you can actually take out a device. Now, what's interesting about this is that in real world cybersecurity, what the users or the players actually see on the card is cracked password. We found one password somewhere that was breached, and we're going to take a point away from you. So you're going to get that thing deducted, right? And then if you get the 2-1, it's essentially, we found that password in multiple places and it's been hacked and you still haven't fixed it. But if you get the highest level and it actually takes a device, it was an admin password and you just messed up. So we introduce these real life, you know, consequences and real life threats along with ways to protect themselves. And suddenly it becomes a strategic game where learning about the topic itself is actually going to drive your game and make you better and make you enjoy it more. So it's so different. So much fun though. So much fun.
What I love is you have that immediate consequence, right? If you choose to attack somebody and not to harden your system, you're now exposed, and it happens within seconds. And anybody can play. Your mother can play, Sean, and she would have fun. Anybody can play. It's color coded. It's beautiful design.
I don't want to be attacked by my mom, though.
One of our devs caught this amazing photograph at his house one night. He's got 3 kids, and his mom came over, and his daughter was actually sitting at the computer playing the game, teaching his mom how to play. And I'm like, that is exactly what this is about. This is about making sure that every human being understands security at a basic level. You know, we can't keep relying on phishing training and trying to solution the human beings out of the problem of security. We have to get everybody in this game.
Yeah, I think what I love about this is, as you say, you know, every game has the element of psychology, right? I mean, that's why they're addictive, but also I don't say in this case addictive. I'm not using it in a bad way, right? Because sometimes we use addictive is, it can be everything. It can be a hobby. It can be a passion. It can be people. I'm figuring in my mind Dungeons and Dragons, but to the next level, right? You're fighting something. Yeah. And think about all the things that you learn when you learn a complex game like that,
yes.
Right? Except in this case, you're learning something that is not just for your fantasy leveling up, but it's for your everyday life or for your profession. So I absolutely love that.
And the other piece of that is actually, you know, by training people about their everyday life does happen to be work and home and IoT devices and what their kids are doing on their computer upstairs. This is all one thing. So as soon as we start making it personal to people and how they can be affected, whether it's through their company or through their children or their acts of whatever online, those things are all important and they belong to all of us. We all experience those things. So you have to focus on everything. You can't just pick out the tiny little parts that might be compliance related. You really have to give them a broad understanding.
And I think where this really kind of stands apart, phishing games do this as well, but I think this game does it better. It's not just teaching you and training you. It's teaching you to appreciate why you have security controls in place. I mean, if you think about the normal employee, whether it's an HR rep or the finance person down the hall or the IT administrator, right? They all kind of get that security is important loosely, right? But they have a day job, they have things they need to go about. And we're teaching them these concepts through repetitive gameplay, which they're starting to get. But more importantly, they're appreciating the fact that you have to actually apply the control to be protected from the attack. You know, some simplistic ideas kind of really permeate into the person's psyche when they're playing this game to realize, oh, well, you know, did you put that policy in place at home on your Wi-Fi? Because if you didn't, then you will be attacked pretty darn quick, right? So it has an appreciation factor that I love.
We've had some really great feedback from customers and from other folks, and I have two comments that really make me feel warm and fuzzy in the inside. And one of them is we did a corporate event, and this corporate event involved a fairly large security organization, and there was a participant who played who was in an administrative role within that unit, that business unit. And she said, you know, I've worked in this space for 10, 15 years. I'd never actually understood what a botnet was until today. I mean, that's saying a lot, you know. I mean, especially when you work around it and you hear the terms. But when people try to go too in-depth or too technical on those things, it just doesn't work out. And the second one was a gaming company, a very famous gaming company. We were chatting with them a couple of weeks ago. And the comment they made was, you've actually managed to make a blockbuster gaming title about cybersecurity. Like, who does that? So, I mean, these are great pieces of feedback that really drive me and the team to continue making sure that we do make this fun for everybody, that we do make this something that everyone can be a part of. Because the only way we're going to get past a lot of our cybersecurity issues are to get the human beings back in the game.
Back in the game. And let's talk about that. How do we get people in the game? What do they do? Where do they go? Who do they talk to?
I'm tagging Jess on this one.
Yes. So the easiest way is to go to playcyber.com, playcyber.com. You will find registration right there. We will keep registration up until the 19th. People can just register. They will be given a code and instructions on how to link up to the Discord server and then how to get ultimately into the game. And they'll be able to do open playtime. What is it? Today, tomorrow, through Wednesday, and then Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Whatever the scores are, we've got prizes for the top 8 ranking players. So you get points every time you play. So play as many times as you can against as many people. And bring your friends. There is nothing wrong. Oh, my goodness, Keenan, I saw you on Twitter today. She totally called me out. And she said, challenge a CEO. So... Definitely challenge a CEO, challenge a friend, bring them with you. It's free to play. You're giving away some prizes too, aren't you, Keenan?
Oh man, we dug deep again into the Shifted Vault, into the Skelly Special. You know, all eight of the finalists are going to get this bad boy right here.
Tabasco.
It's Shifted hot sauce, and it is literally the best hot sauce on the planet. A coworker of mine has actually been through 30 bottles of this since January. It's that good. So there's that.
Spicing up things here, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And some other swag. We've got some t-shirts and sweatshirts and really cool, fun stuff. But for our grand prize winner, they're actually going to take home a Nintendo Switch. So keep the games going.
There you go. Gaming. And you mentioned before, Jessica, people would like to watch as well. I mean, there is an entire industry of gaming happening on that. I think it's exciting. I think maybe Sean and I could get a go at each
other. I was going to call you out.
Show up. Yeah. Who gets the orange gloves? Who gets the dark?
Maybe we do that.
That's a great idea for additional swag. I'm going to work on that. The champion is also now going to get some really sweet boxing gloves. I'm just
there
saying.
There you go. Well, it looks to me that it's something that is going to grow. I mean, this is not the first type of this event, but every time there is a new angle, there is a new excitement. Who knows? Maybe next time it's going to be we put a virtual goggles on and we're really going to fight the cybersecurity fight. So we promise to make this short and straight to the point. I think we succeeded. We made it exciting, and we want everybody to be excited with that, Sean. And
I have one more question.
One more question.
And I'm joking. I'm not going to do it. I want everybody instead to go sign up and play.
Yes.
And I'm going to knock Marco out.
There you go.
I want to see it.
I'll see you in the ring.
Yeah.
You guys are fabulous.
All right. Great to see you both. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you learned something new and this story made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.